Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. And here in this segment, I have with me the woman I promised you, Sherry Blair.
Hi, Paula.
Who is an incredible financial consultant, and she's going to help us cut through this craziness and this confusion and all this information that makes people like me, who I must say, I pride myself on passing tests very well. I graduated cum laude from college.
All right.
This may actually be the first test I ever failed, Sherry.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
This, for any of you who are just joining us, is the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Report. And I, as I mentioned in the last segment, only got a score of 39%. Mm. The questions were, in my mind, pretty amazing. I mean, I can see where this information is so important, but I wasn't even close to understanding all this stuff. Now, obviously you are, Sherry, and I think we need to tell the audience quickly a little bit about your background, why you have this passion for helping women.
Oh, certainly. Growing up in my family, being the only girl out of five boys, and having a very strong authoritarian father that dictated how things were. Mm-hmm. My mother never had any say about any financial issues.
Yeah.
So she didn't even talk about things like that. I mean, there was no real education or communication about finances from my mother to myself or mm-hmm. any of the children for that matter.
Because she probably didn't know herself, right?
There were some things she obviously would know.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of things that, you know, the decisions my father made that she didn't know. But it wasn't that she wasn't intelligent or
no.
she didn't have the, you
that's
know.
That's what I'm saying here. I like to think I'm intelligent.
Right, right. And so that's why it's so important to me, because I was raised that way when I got older, that I vowed to myself that I was never going to be like that.
Uh-huh.
And I felt so passionate about wanting to help women in particular that feel like that themselves. Mm.
And you know what? It's interesting. In a way, I think you have your work cut out for you, because a lot of women, I had somebody just yesterday, a woman say to me, I just don't want to be bothered with it. Mm. You know, I don't want to learn it. It's confusing. I don't want to know it. You must run into that quite a lot.
Yes, yes, sadly I do. I see my role with women as fostering financial confidence.
Oh, I love that. Fostering financial confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe that's part of, well, there are those differences in left and right brain kind
right,
of thinking.
Absolutely.
You know, like left brain thinking is much more linear, much more mathematic, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
And women do tend to be more right-brained, but we don't only have a right brain. We can use our left brain too.
Absolutely.
But I think there's the missing piece, at least for me, is last night was a wake-up call, because I realized I haven't had the motivation to really get out there and find out about it. And I actually should, because I'm a single woman and I'm a boomer. So, you know, I'm at that point in life. But all my life, my husband took care of the money.
Right.
And
right.
even though I've been on my own for quite a while, you know, I take care of the money, but that whole idea of knowing about what to invest in and where to put your money and diversifying your portfolio, I know the terms, but it's not something that I've, like, you know, really had one-on-one experience with.
Right, right.
And I think a lot of women, that must be true, right?
Yes, I'm sad to say that. I think that is true. And when I see couples, I mean, opposed to just a single woman, couples come in, oftentimes I'll see where the female spouse will just take a back seat.
Yep.
And
even when they're talking with you.
Even when they're talking with me, or I'm talking to them. For the most part, the husband, you know, asks the questions, does the interaction. As I'm explaining things to them, the husband will have questions about that. Whereas for the most part, the women just sit back.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's my duty to bring them into the fold.
That's good.
To the point where, if needs be, I will suggest and sit with them individually.
Ah. Even though you're working with the couple.
Even though I work with the couple, because oftentimes, if that woman is left alone mm-hmm. at some point in her life, whether she becomes a widow or, you know, who knows what, if it's a divorce or something, mm-hmm. then at that point, it's oftentimes, well, I don't want to say, it's late. I don't want to say it's too late, because you can always start wherever you are.
Sure.
But all those times that she came to the appointments, but didn't really participate. And oftentimes the wife will just drop out of coming to the meetings.
Oh. Because they, you know what? I have to say something in defense of the girls.
Right.
Even though I know that we're both fans, right? When I was raising children and my husband was handling all the finances, I was just like, thank you. God bless you. I already have too much on my plate. So if he's going to do it, I didn't want to get involved because I already had plenty of things to do. And I saw my job as, well, I actually had a real job. Then I was doing therapy. Then I was doing therapeutic work with people. But I just figured, okay, thank you. That's one more thing I don't have to worry about. So I kind of see why they don't come to the appointments. It's almost like until the alarm bells are ringing, we don't get it, that we need to find out what's happening in those appointments. So when, if our spouse should predecease us or leave us for that young 20-year-old, then we have some idea where we stand.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You know, and I will encourage, like I said, in those situations, for the wife to get involved. And sometimes, you know, if they're not there, or, you know, they can't come, I suggest that we make another time when they can come. But I lay this out in the beginning with when I'm starting to work with a couple, that it's very important that I have the both of them engaged, because it's important to me to understand what's important to her about the money too, for that very reason.
Yes.
And I do understand what you're saying, Paula, in terms of deferring the decisions around the money with the family to be handled by the spouse, in your situation, your husband, because you had your plate full over here. And that does happen a lot. That's not unusual in relationships. And it could be the other way around too. But for the most part, I see more with the man than with the woman. A lot of it has to do with going back to what I was talking about financial confidence. And I know that you could speak to this, but think about from the time when you're young, like when I was being raised, my father handled all those things, those matters. And my mother never even questioned it. If I'm seeing that, how am I going to be different other than at some point a switch went off on me and I decided I'm going to be different because I don't want to end up like that in that situation. So it's not unusual that a couple will defer to the other to handle things. And in our society, typically the male is the one that's taught about the money. And we think of, at least that's the way we were raised. And like you said, our mothers were raised that way, right? So I just heard an interview by Warren Buffett that he was saying that he has so much faith in the women today coming into what our world or even America is going to be like. Because when he was growing up, his sisters, the same thing. They were basically told to and taught that you go off to school and you marry well and you'll be fine. And he said his sisters were just as intelligent as he was, as he is, and that they could have done what he's done, and that he's surrounded with women in his business and that are very successful and very smart and bright, you know, intelligent. So he says that now, because with the younger generation, like Aaron, your daughter and my son's generation that's coming up, it has shifted for them. It's going to be different because if you think of 50% of the population, the women that never really attempted to learn about and become empowered financially, and then all of a sudden now women are today, that we're going to see a whole slew of women that are just as capable as men. So that's going to elevate our country.
That's very cool.
Isn't that cool? I love that.
I really love that too. And it's so true. And in our next segment, I'd love to get into a little bit more about that and also maybe ask you about some of these questions. The quiz, I failed so miserably. But you know, and the other thing I want to say is, well, I won't. I'll say it in the next segment. We'll be right back with Sherry Blair, financial consultant. Oh, and Sherry, let's give your website.
My number, if you want to reach me, is 619-997-0416, or you can email me at cblair, B-L-A-I-R, at Lucia, Lucia is L-U-C-I-A, financial, F-I-N-A-N-C-I-A-L.com. So it's cblair at luciafinancial.com.
All righty, and we'll be right back with Sherry Blair.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it, turn and face the strain. Change it. How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no-obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. Here in studio with me right now is Sherry Blair, the sponsor and financial consultant of this show. And we have been talking about having enough money to live nicely during retirement.
Right.
And any of you who weren't with us on the last segment, I mentioned that I took this test about gender differences in understanding about money in retirement, and I failed it miserably. And so Sherry and I are discussing that. And Sherry, I actually had a thought. I want to get back to savings versus investing.
Right.
But I wondered, after I looked at these results that I did so badly on yesterday and realized how much I don't know, I wondered if we could like have you on the show a couple of times a month. And each time, let's pull one of the questions from the quiz.
That sounds great,
and
yeah.
And talk about that information so that at the end of that time, everybody who's listening to our show will be just as knowledgeable as you and I at that time will be. And I'm going to retake the test, and then we'll report the results.
That's
back.
A great idea. That's a great idea, yeah.
And I want you to know, I'm coming into the tribe. Sherry's been trying to educate me for so long. And I saw the importance of it, but I didn't get it as clearly as I do now, reading these things and seeing how little I really understood.
Right.
So this will make you laugh. Sherry knows my daughter, Erin, who did some photography at this beautiful event that Sherry had for women. And on the way here, because it's her 33rd birthday, the whole discussion was about, honey, I think it's time for you to start investing.
Oh, that's great.
Get a mutual
that's
fund.
Great.
Even if you just put away $50 a month, it can mean so
that's
much.
That's right. That's
down
right.
Down the road.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I'm learning. I've been a slow study, but I am learning.
Paul, that's wonderful. Like I was saying before, no matter where you are in life, you can always start now. And hey, it's great. I mean, you and I have started to work together, and you know what I'm all about.
Empowering women to grow beautiful financial
futures.
That's
right. That's right. So I think it's great. You know, I love this test. I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
It was an eye-opener for me. And I really encourage, by the way, I encourage all our listeners to Google the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Gender Differences Quiz and take the quiz, because not only will you find out where you stand, but when you get your results, now, of course, I got this all online, so I copied and pasted it into a Word document so I would have it, so we'd have questions to have Sherry answer for months to come. But when you get your results, not only are you going to see what you missed, you're going to see what you need to learn, and the answers are right there. So it's a really important move, I think, to ensure your financial safety in your future.
Right, right. That's great, Paula. That's great.
So, Sherry, you know, we were talking about saving versus investing and all of that. And when I was a kid, I mean, we had, did you have the little bank thing where you every Friday you put some money in a little envelope and they deposit it in the bank for you?
Yes.
Okay, that was my first savings account. And so I learned the value of saving, but I never really learned the value of investing, which, and the joke here is my first husband was a stockbroker.
Oh my gosh. I don't think
you
ever told me that.
I knew.
No wonder why you deferred all those.
Maybe that's it. Trauma from the past.
Oh yeah, no, really. But you deferred it all to him thinking he was going to know it all, right?
He was a trained professional with money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then my second husband was the producer of a television show I've heard. He knows way more about the money than I do. So
right.
I've got my hands full. I had a career. I had children. I just know I'm not the only one out there
absolutely
in that kind
absolutely
of situation. So I can remember during my second marriage, and stop me if this isn't correct, but it seems like on our savings money, we were getting like 8%. Was there a time when that was true?
Yes.
Like in the 90s or something?
No, that was before that.
Before the 80s.
But
thank you.
No, that you're right. There was
a lot
of
investments don't do that well now. So at that time, having a savings account was almost enough. But is it still?
No, not at all.
Tell us why.
Well, interest rates just aren't high enough, and they haven't been for the longest time. Now they're starting to nudge up a little bit, but even in the last 10 years, interest rates have remained very low. If you put your money in the savings account in the bank, you were lucky if you got 1% or even 1.5%, you know, or something like that. And there might be times when you could get a little bit more, but it's been that way for 10 years. 10 years is an awful long time.
Yeah.
You're asking me in between saving versus investing in the bank, you're putting so much money in, but the interest rate's so low. So when you're thinking about the 80s, that was a different time for everybody.
Yeah.
It was just a different time. And you know, we haven't had those kind of interest rates in savings accounts since then. And I don't think we will see it again.
Really?
You know, no. So,
it'll be as low as it is now, probably, for many years?
No. It can definitely go up, but to see 8%, I mean, I had people say I was getting 9 or 10%. I've had clients, senior clients, say to me that they, you know, there was a time in their life where they're getting maybe 11% or something.
Oh, my.
I mean, you know, why did you need to, you know, put it in the market, right? So, but those times are gone. One thing about investing that's so important to understand is the effect of compounding interest.
Okay.
So in a savings account, you might get 1.5%, maybe even 2%. Maybe it goes up to 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to getting in an investment, you might get even conservatively 4.5%, 5%, maybe 6%, all the way up to 10%, 12% and higher. Mm-hmm. You know, there's obviously certain companies that do much higher at times. So if you're always getting something, let's say 4.5% to 5%, up to, for the most part, a good 10 or 12%, over a period of many years, you're going to way outperform because the compounded interest, the effect it's going to have over a long period. You know, like you said, starting with our children, our adult children, and talking about these things.
Yes.
So that makes a big difference when you're investing opposed just to saving. Saving is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the concept of saving that you were taught as a child is very, very important. But in order to build your own wealth to supplement your retirement, when you decide to retire, that's not going to cut it today. No.
You have to find ways to grow the money, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. You know, my son told me that a book that changed his life was The Richest Man in Babylon. I don't know if you ever read that.
Yes, of course.
But one of the principles, one of the first principles is to save 10% of your money.
That's right.
But later on, he says, but then you need to grow that savings. Otherwise, it's certainly better than not having savings. But if you're not growing it, you're not getting it.
Right, if it's just sitting in the bank and it's only getting like 1.5%, 2% or whatever it is, or even less at times, obviously that's not going to cut it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it. I'd like to just make a little point here about something I just said, and I was talking about having a return of anywhere from 5% to 12% or something. Obviously, we're going to have times when the market's volatile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to go up and it's going to go down, right? You know, with the last big recession we had, obviously, was in 08, 09, right? 08, 07, 08, 09. People lost easily 25, 30, and even more percent of their savings and investments, or what they had put in investments and were saving. I just want to make sure that I'm clear about that, because even like I talked about over a 10-year period or something, like the last 10 years since 2008, so 2018 now, you know, the market's done well. So it doesn't mean it's never going to go down.
This is something I've been dying to ask someone. Mm-hmm. So the people who lost so much during that recession, would they have been wisest to just leave their money where it was because now there's been this gain in the last 10 years? Or is that money just gone?
Those are very good questions. Number one, once you sell something, let's say you're into some mutual funds, or, you know, you have stocks or whatever they are, equities, whatever. Once you sell it, you're locked in the losses. If you have a mutual fund that went down 25% back in 08, 09, or 10, or something, and you sold it, then you just locked in your losses.
Yes. I love that term, locked in your losses. But if you hold on to it, then you have a chance of gaining it back. Is that correct?
That's right.
I'm so glad I know that. Now I get it. So now I get why that you're hearing always financial people say, ride it out, hold on, don't panic.
Right, you're right.
And sell, because if you sell, you lock in your losses. I love that term, Sherry.
That's right.
So Sherry, you know, I can't wait for you to come back, because we have this to tackle in the future. The test, which I did so badly on, Sherry has agreed that when she comes back, each time we're going to tackle one of these questions so that we can all learn together.
That's great.
And grow into knowing the right answers and the right things to do with our money. So if you want to reach Sherry, would you give them the information again? Oh, yes, and tell them about this gift that you're giving away.
Right. So I can be reached at 619-997-0416. That is 619-997-0416. Or if you'd like to get a booklet that I have to give to the ladies today, it's about empowering today's woman. And you can email me at cblair, that's C as in cat, Blair, B-L-A-I-R, at Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, financial, financial.com. So it's cblair@luciafinancial.com. And I will be happy to
get one of these books.
Get you this book.
Thank you, Sherry. We are out of time. But this was great.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And we will be right back with Dina J. Ray to talk to us about Care Able, a new nonprofit. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.